This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. It sounds like it should be easy. Find words to describe a famous voice. But give it a try, and you'll find it can be tough. Still, that hasn't stopped nearly 1,000 of you from participating in our series called Vocal Impressions.
The idea was brought to us by writer and humorist Brian McConaughey, and he's been busy reading all of your email responses. Here's his latest installment.
Good afternoon, and to all of you who submitted a response, I congratulate you on your creativity and your images and your insight. You are a good read. The voices you were invited to describe included jazz folk singer Odetta, movie star and actor Sean Connery, the once scandalous writer-performer Mae West, and musical pioneer Bob Dylan. We'll begin with Odetta.
Another man done gone, another man done gone, another man done gone.
Greg Quigliera describes her voice as a locomotive just as it starts to creep forward on a long, burdensome journey.
I didn't know his name.
Joshua Little states, hers is a voice I seek when peering into dark, abandoned wells.
I didn't know his name.
Carl Rauschhaupt describes her voice as the arm fat of your great aunt's hugs.
He had a long chain on.
Jill Hancock says her voice is the feeling of losing something important, knowing you will never find it. Leslie Ott says Odetta's voice is a warm cupcake that just fell on the floor, but you're going to eat it anyway. And Mark Yusinek declares her voice is the moan of drought-ridden soil following the first summer shower.
He had a long tail.
Next was the voice of Sean Connery.
You said you wanted to know how to get to Capone.
Melody Whitaker says it's the voice made for reading Shakespeare aloud in bed.
Do you really want to get him? You see what I'm saying? What are you prepared to do?
Leslie Shabinsky declares, it's a warm, rough cat's tongue licking my spine.
And then what are you prepared to do?
Karen Rhodes states simply, it's a woolen cloak. Bridget Johnson says, it's a handsome voice that makes every boy feel he has an inner bond and every girl think that good looks and crime go hand in hand.
If you open the ball on these people, Mr. Nash, you must be prepared to go all the way.
And from Fullerton, California, Laurie McGee's grammar school class offers, among other things, his voice sounds like a hamster stuck in his throat, outer space, winter rain, a clogged toilet, and a calm lion.
Listen, tall Tam and tired. It's time I told you a thing or two.
Then there was the voice of Mae West.
Ever since creation, I've done nothing but playing double solitaire.
Christy Cano describes her voice as when sexy was an art. Hannah Gottlieb describes it as a poodle skirt bubblegum pink. Miles Lynch identifies her voice as Mighty Mouse's Mrs.
It's disgusting. It's got me down. A girl's got to have a little fun once in a while. There's no future under a fig tree.
Todd Lark says it's smoky in a strange nasal way, like she French inhaled her lines, then growled them out her nose. Heather Cohn says it's the voice to sway the most rigid tree in the forest. And our final voice of the batch, Bob Dylan.
You just want to be on the side that's winning.
Hayden Walsh describes Dylan's voice as an uneven sidewalk leading out of town.
You say I let you down. You know it's not like that.
Terrence O'Sullivan says it's the voice that sounds like the undeniable truth not everyone will react to in the same way. Wendy Whittemore quoted David Bowie, who describes Dylan's voice as sand and glue.
John is in the basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on the pavement thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat batch out laid off says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off.
Tim Wiggins says it's simultaneously the itch and the scratch. Peter Miller states his voice is a cross-country road trip in a car without air conditioning. Matthew Mjarns says it's a voice that talks to you when you're curled up in the bottom of a liquor bottle losing at poker. Benjamin Filene describes Dylan's voice as a junkyard dog after pulling and pulling has finally broken free of his leash. And Pamela Weissen describes his voice as an ice cream headache, adding, but I'm a fan.
From the DA, look out, kid, don't matter what you did, but walk on your tiptoes, don't tie no bows, better stay away from those that carry around a fire hose, keep a clean nose, wash the clean clothes, you don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows.
So, now, on to the next group of voices. This is a hearty stew. They are Mick Jagger.
I so heard you
at the reception. A glass of wine in her hand.
Former First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt.
Very happy to be able to greet the many other Girl Scout enthusiasts all over the country.
Baritone Barry White.
My first, my last, my everything. And the answer to all my dreams. You're my sun, my moon, my guiding star.
And tenor Luciano Pavarotti. I love that they're together at last. Mick Jagger, Eleanor Roosevelt, Barry White, and Luciano Pavarotti. Have fun, and I'll be back next month to report on what you did with this batch.
If you want to offer your characterizations of those voices and play along with Brian McConaughey, go to our website, npr.org. Once you're there, search for the phrase Vocal Impressions. That's npr.org and search Vocal Impressions.